Well, I thought the game was pretty much what we anticipated. It's a team that can really hurt you, and we made some of the mistakes we made the previous time we played these guys. And to me, an example of that was their first goal. And there was another play that we tried to make where you can't turn pucks over. We got caught, and it was in our net. You know? But, I mean, we're not a perfect team. I do understand that, but we're gonna make mistakes, but not the ones that we know and the ones by design. Those are the ones that hurt you, and to me, they hurt you.
How do you try and continue to try and fix those mental mistakes?
Well, there has to be some responsibility on behalf of players and everybody. We know the game. We know the game plan. We know, I mean, you can only reinforce so much. You watch tape on the way things get executed, and, you know, you have to be able to recognize the risks. There's really no reason for that.
Vander had said this morning that he thought that he would be able to play tonight. Can you just explain the thought process of not putting him in, or did you know Caleb was ready to go?
Well, I think we follow the same protocol with all the players, you know. And I think what you have to do is you have to make sure that you're looking out for the welfare of the players. And that's why you have to assess a lot of different things, and that's what we do. And it's no different with Evander or Mark Stewart. And players, for the most part, always believe they can play, and you have to do the things that are intelligent for me. So there's been no change, there's no difference. You know? There's no difference with Evander or Mark Stewart or Mark or Slater or any of them. You have to look after what you believe is right for the player so that you manage the short-term and the long-term.
Is he any more likely to be a player on Friday night after having missed a couple days?
Well, we'll do like we normally do. We'll assess it tomorrow. We'll look at the situation. We'll talk to our training staff, and then we'll reassess it. So we won't. Nothing will change there.
I think they're one of the more dangerous transition teams in the NHL.
Yeah, but we knew that. They're a good team. They can finish. Like, you can look at the way they finished, not only on transition, whether you look at Kane scoring his goal where he cuts across the middle of the ice, that's the coming into D-zone coverage play that we, you can look at it how you want, but we've been doing the same type of back-checking, crossing our blue line in the same way, you know, for 2 years and 3 months. So that's an area we could have got that. So, yeah, they're a good transition team, but they don't only need transition. Look at Sharp's goal. Turnover on the wall, boom, dot, boom, top shelf. They can hurt you not only in transition. You just pick your poison. You have to manage the puck well. You have to minimize as many mistakes. You want to start shooting yourself in the foot, it's in your net. We've given up 9 goals in 2 games. And do we need to give up another 4 or 5 the next time to recognize this is what they can do? You know, I understand we're not perfect, but those things hurt you. You got to be, your puck management's got to be great.
Some of the more bizarre scenes you've seen, like the party getting a beer spilled on him, the glass falling out, all that stuff there near the end.
Last one, guys.
A what?
Got a beer spilled on
him. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing. Well, bizarre things. I mean, I've just wrapped into the game, not the glass and not all the other shrapnel that's attached to the game. For me, it's a game that's tough.